Hello, and welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horowitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And this month, our theme is Records Management on Search Content Management. So today, we're going to talk a little bit about how we might use some content management tools for records management. As content management and multi-channel access in the enterprise becomes more and more complex, it's even more important to have an efficient records management system in place. But that's not always easy to achieve when storage and access have to cover more territory than ever, and governance and compliance impose more and more rules. SharePoint's content management features extend to records management. And though SharePoint has its pros and cons, it also extends to the new SharePoint Online environment. SharePoint in the cloud can be a powerful answer to the problem of efficient records management if it's properly done. So today, to talk about some of these issues, I have with me Scott Robinson, a SharePoint and BI expert. So welcome, Scott.
Hi there, Lauren.
Hi. So, Scott, my first question is kind of big picture. So why is records management so challenging today?
Well, there are several reasons. Records management, of course, is one of the reasons that we put computers into the business world in the first place. Computerized records go back to the 60s, and it's just kind of been the foundation, the platform of computer usage for business all along. Now, records management today is largely the same beast in that records basically are huge repositories of common information with a common format and common metadata. Now, it gets tricky in the modern era for a number of reasons. While records used to be a very stable IT structure, these days it's not quite that simple. Today, we not only want to have records neatly packaged and stored efficiently, but we also want other items that are attached to those records to be just as accessible. Now, SharePoint is a two-edged sword there. SharePoint does give us now didn't used to, but it now gives us a global access to related objects. So we can configure our SharePoint environment so that we can have records well managed and attach other objects like emails and documents and things that are pertaining to specific records into our searches. We can do that now, but it comes at a cost. It's not easy to do. Another aspect of records management is that we are more and more in a world of compliance. A lot of regulation out there, especially in the healthcare industry and the banking industry, in terms of how we handle sensitive records. So we got a lot going on that's very positive in the SharePoint world for records management, but we also have some tricky moves that we have to learn.
So you started to talk about this, but maybe we could go into this in a little more depth. You know, SharePoint has records management features and has for some time, but they're kind of a mixed bag. Maybe you could talk a little bit about some of the pros and cons in the on-prem version.
Well, you're right about that. My first exposure to records management was in the context of state government here in the Midwest. Now, as you might guess, state government, any state government, is going to have a lot of different departments or bureaus or cabinets or however they're organized, and each one is going to have its own challenges, but you're talking millions upon millions and millions of records of one type or another. A transportation cabinet, for instance, is going to have tens of millions of specific records that have to be well and efficiently managed for the sake of the public that is out there driving vehicles. Well, now, my first exposure to this was on the SharePoint 2007 platform, the MOS platform, and what I learned there and what has been true since then is that SharePoint's records management is very good on a very basic level. Why is that so? Well, because it's basically, under the hood is SQL Server. And SQL Server is a stable environment for managing lots and lots of records. Microsoft took big leaps forward with SQL Server 2005, and that's what MOS records management is based upon. Now, the problem you have there is that SharePoint records management was just kind of that. It was just kind of a gloss over of glorified SQL storage. Now, that led to a lack of depth in terms of what kinds of records could be manipulated through SharePoint and how well they could be scaled. SQL itself is fairly scalable as long as you, you know, design and develop it accordingly. The canned SharePoint SQL storage is not optimized for handling millions of records of the same type and having to scale those without scaling the rest of the SharePoint environment. So it got kind of tricky. You know, very good on a basic level, not so good when it came to depth and scalability.
This kind of leads into our next issue, which is that, you know, records management is no longer confined just to the company intranet, right? So there's a lot of different sources of data that SharePoint now has to be able to aggregate.
Exactly right. You're right about that. Now, that gets tricky because in records management, we're facing an awful lot of change at the same time. One change is more and more we're becoming a mobile society, and we're having employees needing access to records management from without the organization. You have to be beyond, not just sitting at your desk, but you know, beyond the borders of the company itself, still needing access. Now, that leads us into the territory of mobile. It leads us into the territory of security. All kinds of considerations there, needing to get to the information. Another aspect these days with records management is collaboration. One strategy for being efficient in the internet world is teaming with other companies to have better supply chains, to get products to market and services to market faster, and to have those modified faster. So cooperation with other companies requires shared records oftentimes. And as we've already said, compliance is huge. Compliance means we have to handle the world of mobile and increased security, multi-channel access to information, and at the same time, remain compliant. Now, that's tricky stuff. It's not so tricky when all the records are sitting down in your basement, in your company, within your intranet. But when you get out into the broad internet overall and have all these mobile devices and security concerns and compliance requirements, that's where it gets tricky.
So, and that's not even to necessarily touch on some of the challenges of like unstructured data, social media related information, or some of the stuff in email and various other sources.
Exactly right. One of the strengths of SharePoint, especially the 2013 release, is the fact that we now have e-discovery. We are now able to do a big grab of global data, global search results, that are to do not just with a particular batch of records, but everything associated with those records. And we love that capability. We love the fact that eDiscovery allows us to burrow into Exchange at the same time as digging into SQL Server. What that does is it gives us the capability of pulling out a batch of records that we might need and pulling together all of the other objects associated with those records. I mean, records overall, historically and today, are generally very structured, very easily managed chunks of data. But increasingly, we have other non-structured chunks of data associated with those records. As you said, emails, documents, contracts, agreements, all kinds of things that now have to be surfaced along with the actual records in a global search. Mm-hmm. And when we're talking that, we're going all the way back to what we said earlier. We have to make it mobile compatible. We have to get the multi-channels together. We have to handle security. We have to basically attend to all those things in order to make it work well.
So you started to talk a little bit earlier about this particular challenge posed by compliance in terms of security and also just aggregating the right information. So let's talk a little bit about that, and then also how can we simplify this challenge of compliance?
Well, we can handle both of those in one pass. Compliance used to mean security. That was just the short version. Compliance means security. You have to keep information confined only to the people who have some business looking at it. HIPAA, of course, is our standard for compliance in the modern world. HIPAA is global. Everyone has to abide by it. If you're an insurance company, if you're a doctor, if you're a pharmaceutical company, any organization associated with healthcare and personal healthcare data has to abide by HIPAA. Well, it gets down deeper where we're not just talking about security now. We're also talking about the completeness of records. We're talking about access to records long after the fact. I think I'm right in saying that HIPAA often requires that records be available for 7 years beyond their initial use. There are an awful lot of considerations when it comes to compliance. Now, How do we handle those efficiently in SharePoint? There's a couple of ways. The big thing that we have in SharePoint that's useful in this regard is something called the Records Archive. Now, the Records Archive is an excellent place for securing information, for making it administratable, that's not really a word, I suppose, easily administrated by an individual who can make archived records their focus, information that is easily surfaced, that is not stored in the sense that documents are stored in SharePoint, but stored as different objects. SharePoint handles documents and records as different object types, and that's an important point. A records archive allows us to satisfy compliance by keeping a large body of data available and online, which compliance often requires, allows it to be easily administrated and secured, allows the information to be easily surfaced by those people who have some business looking at it, and on top of that, SharePoint Records Archives can allow record-specific permissions, which is an extra layer of security that makes compliance all that more satisfactory. So those are some of the problems. That's the big solution.
Well, Scott, as always, thanks so much for helping shed some light on an area that's very detail-oriented and I think overwhelming for a lot of people. So thank you.
My pleasure.
And I'm sure we'll be coming back to this topic again soon. And for more on records management and on SharePoint, check out searchcontentmanagement.com. And I'm Lauren Horwitz. Until next time.